the foundation of growing a business is embracing that I'm already inspired. Inspiration is not a feeling. It's a fact. You have been breathed into life. You are enough. You're whole. You're complete just as you are. And you're loved. That's your true identity. That's the foundation. Welcome to Inspiration Rising. My name is David Trotter, and I'm a business growth consultant. I'm passionate about helping business owners just like you rise above your biggest barriers to reach your greatest goals, all without the paralyzing overwhelm, feeling all alone, or wondering what the heck to do next. I'm a former pastor and a serial entrepreneur who's passionate about personal growth because that's what's helped me cultivate peace in my life and empowered me to love my amazing wife, Laura, of 26 years, and our two almost grown kids. So if you're all about business, personal growth, and peace in your life, you're in the right place. I'm super glad that you're here. Hello, friends, and welcome back to Inspiration Rising. It's so great to have you with me today. Hey, if you have a business, no matter what the size, whether it's a direct sales business where you're selling someone else's product, or maybe you've got some items on Etsy, or you're selling on eBay, or you have a brick and mortar, or maybe you're a coach of some sort, my guess is that you have been impacted by COVID in some way. Now, some businesses have actually been impacted positively. They've grown exponentially during the last 6 months. Take bike sales, for instance. I mean, they are through the roof, and bike shops are backed up with all these customers that are wanting fixes and so forth. I mean, it is incredible. But many businesses, perhaps yours, has experienced a slump or even a major crisis during the last 6 months. Now, I had the privilege of being interviewed by Michelle Dickinson last week talking about how businesses can overcome a COVID crisis or a slump. And we did this on her YouTube show called Michelle's Conversations That Matter. Now, I love the interaction so much that I asked her if I could share that conversation with you on my podcast so that you could benefit from the insights that I shared and take those and implement them in your business. Now, we talked all about identity and mindset, and I may have helped Michelle process through some common mental challenges that every business owner encounters. Now, if you're not familiar with Michelle, she was actually on the Inspiration Podcast previously. She is a passionate mental health advocate, the founder of Trifecta MH. And Trifecta MH collaborates with companies to create mental health strategies so that those who are suffering with invisible disabilities can have support. She's also a TED speaker and a published author of her memoir entitled Breaking Into My Life. Now, you can find all the links to her YouTube show and her book in our show notes. You can swipe up on your phone and check those out now. Now, before we jump into the interview where I had the opportunity, once again, to be interviewed by Michelle, I wanted to read to you something that I haven't shared recently. It's the Inspiration Rising Manifesto. Now, I wanted our community, the Inspiration Rising Insiders, to have something that would help them know this is what our focus is. This is what we're all about cultivating. Not only about growing your business, but we got to do it with a powerful mental mindset. And this manifesto helps us do that. If you want a copy of what I'm about ready to read, you can get that for free at insporising.com/manifesto. That's insporising.com/manifesto. And I'll actually send you a physical card in the mail no matter where you are in the world. It says this: my life has been inspired from the moment of conception. I am whole and complete just as I am. I don't have to do or be anything else to be loved. This is my true identity. Embracing my inspiredness, I am discovering my unique way to bring inspiration to the world. My life story, wiring, and strengths are my superpowers, and I'm learning to use them with others for the sake of others. I have access to all the resources I need to live out my inspiration, and I will be strong and courageous in the face of any challenge. My inspiration is rising. If you want a copy of this on a little card that you can put in your car, or in your mirror, your refrigerator, wherever it might be, you can go to insporising.com/manifesto and pop in your address there, and I'll send you one in the mail no matter where you are in the world. All right, let's jump into my conversation with Michelle Dickinson.
Good morning, David.
Hi, Michelle. Good to see you.
So good to see you. Thank you so much for being here on Michelle's Conversations That Matter. I'm so excited. I have had the privilege of knowing you for a while now. I was on your Inspiration Rising podcast. It feels like forever ago. I loved our connection and our conversation. And ever since then, I've been watching you and consider you to be like a social media influencer. I love watching your work, what you're doing, and all the good stuff that you're up to.
I think if you're an influencer, you have to take like bikini pictures or something. It's not going to happen. My wife said no. She didn't want other, you know, people gawking at my body.
I love it. That's awesome. So the thing that I'm doing with Michelle's Conversations That Matter, I'm really just out to cause those conversations that will either inspire, add value to people's lives, maybe even educate them a little bit. So I've coined myself as the conversation starter. So why don't we begin? If you could kindly introduce yourself, where you live, what you do, and what you're up to.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, obviously, my name is David Trotter. I'm a business growth consultant and the host of the Inspiration Rising podcast. I live in Southern California, Orange County, just south of Los Angeles, with my wife and two, I like to call them almost grown kids. I don't know when kids actually hit that threshold of being grown. I think it's when they move out and you're not having to pay for anything for them anymore, right? I'm still paying for lots of stuff for them. My wife and I, we've been married 26 years. Her name is Laura. She's a kindergarten teacher for like 20 years. And she's teaching online this year. So that's a different experience for all of us. And then my two kids, one's a senior in high school and one's a senior in college. And they're both in their bedrooms finishing their senior years right now. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. So tell us about the work that you do. I want people to know the cool stuff that you're up to, what you're doing, why you do it. Give us some more meat around what you do every day.
Yeah. Well, my background over the last 25 years of helping people is really varied. I spent 3 years in corporate. Then I actually, having gone to seminary, I was a pastor in churches for over 10 years, helped start multiple churches. And if people don't know or realize it, churches are basically like a startup. You're starting with almost nothing and creating something and creating a vision, creating a product or service. I know it sounds weird to say that, but that Sunday experience, the groups that you're rallying people into, it's all around a spiritual purpose, but you're rallying people to be a part of something in the same way that you create a company. And so I helped start multiple fast-growing churches. About 12 years ago, I transitioned out of that and started my own marketing business that I've run, a six-figure marketing business for the last 12 years. And in the meantime, I've done lots of passion projects, 4 feature films on social justice issues, a dozen books. And a couple of years ago, I told my wife, I go, I really would rather be making an impact in people's lives on a day-to-day basis rather than some of the bigger projects, the films, the books took, you know, a year or two to get out there. And so I started Inspiration Rising in early 2019 with a desire to help women and the men who support them rise up in all aspects of life, love, and leadership. And so I started the podcast primarily featuring female entrepreneurs and leaders and influencers like yourself. And we featured you on the podcast, obviously, with your book. And that has really morphed into me coming alongside women and men to help them grow their businesses. I found that because of my varied background with so much different both for-profit and nonprofit entrepreneurial experience, I had people coming to me on the regular asking like, hey, what about this? Could you help me think through marketing or sales or business growth? Or how do I structure this, you know, thing that I'm doing? How do I hire staff? And so that has led me to start what I call the Rise Up Business Academy that helps people. The way I say it is rise above their biggest business barriers to reach their greatest goals. Most people have a lot of business barriers that are in front of them, especially when they're first starting out. It's like, how do I rise above those to get a big picture and navigate my way to reach my goals? And do that in 3 ways. One, without feeling that paralyzing overwhelm, because so many business owners feel that, feeling so overwhelmed. The second is without feeling alone, because many of us feel alone in the process. Yeah. And then third, without wondering what the heck to do next, that there's a clear next step, clear action plan. So for 25 years, I really dedicated myself to helping people. And it's been in lots of different ways. And at this season of my life, I'm 47, so I got 53 years left on this earth.
That's right.
Then I love helping people grow their businesses. It's super fun.
You know, I love everything that you said. And as a new business owner myself, it's so easy to get overwhelmed. It's incredibly easy. You don't know what to do. There's no script, right? When you can relate, you know, in the corporate world, the script is written for you.
Yeah.
This is what you do. You get up, you do this, this, you deliver on this, you have performance reviews, you have goals and objectives, and those are your sort of yardstick to measure up to. But in the entrepreneur world, small business world, you create the script. There's a lot of freedom and beauty in that, but there's also a lot of ambiguity and a lot of overwhelm. Yeah. So I guess, you know, my question is, you might have a passion and you might have a commitment to do good or to create and drive your business, but without that structure or, sort of understanding how to go about scaling your business, you can become very paralyzed. So what's some of the advice that you're giving your clients when it comes to them saying, hey, I'm stuck. And then you add on the layer of COVID going, crap, I'm stuck in the economy struggling. What do you say to them in that moment?
Sure. Well, for me, it all starts with, it's kind of a weird thing to say, because you might go, okay, well, you got to develop a social media plan, or you got to develop this lead generation plan or whatever. And for me, the first place that I start with all of the people that I work with is their identity, is who are you? Because if we create our identity around the externals of life, how successful our business is, how many clients we have, what is our plan, all of that, our socioeconomic status, our education, our titles, our roles in terms of even our family relationships. Those things, as we have seen with COVID, can be here today and then gone tomorrow.
Yeah.
And so what I help people do is, first of all, embrace what I call your true identity. I believe that the divine has created all of us, and that because of that, we all have inherent value no matter what stage of life, no matter what we're doing. And we first have to embrace that inherent value, because if we don't, otherwise we will be trying to find our inherent value in all the things out there, including our business.
Yeah.
But for me, that the foundation of growing a business is embracing that I'm already inspired. Inspiration is not a feeling. It's a fact. You have been breathed into life. You are enough. You're whole. You're complete just as you are, and you're loved. That's your true identity. That's the foundation. And from that point, in order to rise up above those barriers that you're seeing, it becomes a mindset. Second of all. So first is identity. Second is mindset. How do I develop a powerful, positive mindset on a daily basis? Because if I don't have that, anything that I'm going to try, any tactics, any strategies, it's just going to feel overwhelming. So that identity takes away the gasping. Like, if you ever felt like you wake up, it's like, who am I? What am I doing? I gotta prove myself today. Okay, if I embrace that true identity, now I can cultivate peace in my life, and I've got that strong foundation. Then I've got a positive mindset. Now I can look at things and go, all right, how do I want to address moving forward in my business?
I love it. Oh my gosh. You say such valuable words in that mindset and identity, because as a woman, and I'm sure you've seen this working with women, you know, we have this imposter syndrome that sneaks itself in and has you thinking to yourself, who the hell am I to be doing this? I deal with this all the time, right? I have a genuine passion to make a difference, to help people. I know I have the ability to do that. But then the imposter syndrome comes in. You're not this. You're not that. You're not that. How do you work with women or even men, anyone who might be dealing with imposter syndrome?
Sure, absolutely. So I would, first of all, I help people identify what I call a lie. Some people call it a false belief or a negative thought. You just said, who am I to do this? Who am I to help people with their mental health? Who am I to help companies create a strategic plan to help their employees with their mental health, right? Okay, so that's a lie. The lie is, I'm not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Now I would say, well, Michelle, what is the truth about who you are? And that truth is rooted in your true identity.
Yeah.
Okay. So what would you say, even right now, I just ask you, like, what would you say the truth is about in comparison with who am I to help people, help companies with their mental health? What would you say?
I am, you know, deeply connected and deeply, how do I word it? I'm deeply connected and focused on ending suffering and helping people.
You said connected, and what was the second word?
And ending suffering.
Yeah, deeply connected, but you're committed to it. I'm deeply committed to ending suffering, right? Say that again. I want to make sure I catch it.
Yeah, deeply committed to ending suffering and creating more awareness around mental health.
Perfect. I'm deeply committed to ending suffering and creating awareness around mental health.
Yes.
And I have a lifetime of experience in that area.
Yep. And I have a lifetime of experience. Yeah.
So the lie is, I'm not good enough to help companies address the mental health issues in their business. That's the lie. I would have them write that down.
Yeah.
I would put lie, colon, and then write it down. And I'd say the lie is, and I say the truth is, I am deeply committed to ending, right, the pain and raising awareness of mental health. And I have a lifetime of experience dealing with this issue.
Yes. Right?
That's the truth.
Yeah.
So I would have them write that down. So we have it right in front of you. Okay. Mm-hmm. The third step is, I would say, you know, the reason why these lies come to us, you've seen, like, we're probably of around a similar age where we watched the cartoons growing up that had like the little devil and the little angel on our shoulders.
Yes. Yeah.
So the angel speaking words of encouragement, and the devil's going, you know, words that are, you know, not helping you. And so, you know, in the Christian faith, there actually is a belief in these dark forces, right? Mm-hmm. It's called Satan, devil, whatever. Whether you believe in that reality or not, one of the themes of the scriptures, it says, is that that dark voice comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Mm-hmm. And so I believe that the lies that we have in our head, whether it comes from some real outside dark force or if it's just a psychological experience, whatever it is, it's seeking to steal, kill, and destroy your true identity and your vision for your life. All right. So I give my clients a mental picture of a courtroom. So Michelle, when you have that voice that says, who am I? All right. Envision yourself walking into a courtroom, and on the prosecutor side is this dark voice that's saying, Michelle is not good enough to help companies with their mental health, right? That's the charges that are being brought against you.
Yeah.
You're over on the defendant's side. And oftentimes when we hear that voice, we sit there sheepishly in our chair, just kind of going, yeah, you're right. I suck. I can't do it. Look at all these things that I've done. They're not good enough, right?
Yeah.
No. Okay. We've already identified the truth. So now you're standing up in front of this metaphorical judge saying, I am deeply committed, right? Mm-hmm. Da, 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 da. You say it. Now, the third step is you open up your briefcase of evidence.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
you have a briefcase of evidence that the dark voice is going to bring that briefcase of evidence because that dark voice will tell you all the experience. It will call to your mind all the experiences that you've ever had that will somehow disqualify you. You failed in this job. This, you know, person says you're a loser. Your family was, had difficulty, whatever it is. You'll have all those in your head.
Yeah.
You have your own briefcase, Michelle. You have your own briefcase of powerful, positive evidence that you can bring. So like right now, if you were to metaphorically open up your briefcase, what would you say are some specific examples where you have seen that truth play out in your life? Like, what would you say?
I mean, so many, right? Like, bipolar mother, diagnosed with depression myself, you know, worked with a company to help shift their culture.
Not like a major company.
Yeah.
Like I worked with a major company.
Yeah.
Shift their culture on mental health.
Yeah.
I worked with a major company to shift their mental health. And I even wrote a book about my experience. Mm-hmm. I am a published author in this area. Think about some people in your life who have been impacted positively because of your commitment to decreasing pain.
Yeah, like,
think about their faces in your previous company. So all of that is your briefcase of evidence.
Yep.
Okay. Fourth step is you're now envisioning and anticipating a positive future.
Right.
So now you, in your, with your eyes closed, you could just simply go, all right, when that lie comes up again, how can I envision? Right now I'm envisioning, wow, more and more clients are coming my way that want to have me help work with their company. I see that. Yeah. I'm going to see hundreds of thousands of men and women who are right now suffering in silence in the corporate world. And because of my courage, because of my experience, because of my story, they're going to feel this exhale of like, somebody finally understands.
Yeah.
They'll have the courage to reach out and get a therapist. They'll have the courage to reach out and maybe get on some meds that would help them.
Yeah.
Okay. That's your envisioning the anticipation.
Absolutely.
So identify the lie, replace it with the truth, open up your briefcase of evidence, and then anticipate a powerful, positive future. For me, it's a very simple process.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, boom, boom. And once you learn how to do it, it becomes really quick. As those things come up, you shift your mindset back toward believing the truth about who you are and the positive path that's in front of you.
Do you help? So first of all, thank you. I feel like I'm getting live coaching right now.
Do it. Yes.
In front of the world. Why not?
But that issue of not feeling enough. I mean, you may feel a little vulnerable, like, oh my gosh, did I just say that? No. I have my not enough. Other people, everybody has a not enough.
It's true. Yeah.
So it's not like you're, you know.
I know. We're all exactly. So I love the mindset piece. I think it's so important. You know, one of the things that I'm teaching in my resilience program to employees of my clients is all about mindset and resilience. And I love the importance of embedding in people exactly what you just did with me, like having them get that they are enough, that they have tools and they have resources and things they can do to feel better. You know, I guess my question is, you help people with their mindset, you help people with their identity, but are you also helping them with tactics around their business, like what they should be doing tactically to go from, you know, A to B, to be as successful as they want in terms of, you know, clients and revenue?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. In the Rise Up Business Academy, we have an entire resource library, 14 modules that take people from through both the identity and mindset to crafting their vision, understanding the problem that they're seeking to solve, finding the solution, identifying their, you know, niche audience, and then how do you develop a lead generation engine in order to get people, you know, raising their hands saying, yes, I want what you have to offer.
Okay.
Ultimately, the thing that a lot of business owners start out with is, I'm passionate about blank. All right. I'm passionate about this widget. I created this widget, or I'm passionate about, I've got a gal who's in our program that's passionate about vintage and antique items. She's got a, you know, vintage store in Colorado where she sells that stuff. We've got people that are holistic doctors. Well, I just was passionate about medicine. Great. We start with the passion.
Yeah.
But the real question comes into your business is, what problem are you solving? Because you have to solve a problem. Mm-hmm. And if you don't think of it that way, and you're just passionate about, like, you know, I sell this pen. Great. You know, this pen is the greatest black pen ever, you know, and it's just amazing. Nobody cares about your pen.
Yeah.
All they care about is how you're solving their problem that's real life to them, that feels overwhelming, that feels, you know. So even in your instance, when you're saying, hey, I offer resilience training in corporate, you know, environment. Awesome. What's the problem it solves? You know, what's the, how can you clearly articulate how that's actually hurting a company's bottom line, how that's hurting a company's turnover and churn rate, how it's hurting the corporate culture, because that's what the company cares about. I don't think a lot of people care about resilience. You know what I mean? I mean, some people do, like that are really, but really they're caring about that, man, my team is like feeling down. They're complaining.
Employee engagement, you know? Employee connection, burnout,
totally.
you know, just people just being completely unplugged because they're so paralyzed. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you're coming even from the fear of, man, now all these people are working from home, I can't control them, I don't know what they're doing on a daily basis.
Yeah.
You better make sure they're resilient. You better make sure they're feeling great and understanding why they're doing their business. So it's now's the best time than ever to focus on increasing resilience. But once again, that comes back to tying it to the problem. And so that's the first thing that somebody has to focus on. It's like, well, I just want to be a blogger, or I just want to be an influencer. I just want to, okay, great. That's about you, which is cool. But a business has to always be about the customer, the client. What's the problem you're solving for them? It's all about them. You are hopefully, especially if you are the face of your business, you're an embodiment of the solution, right? Yeah. And so as you live out that solution in front of them, people get excited and go, wow, I want what you have.
So David, what should small businesses absolutely positively be doing? If you could impart a tip with a small business owner who might be struggling, what should they absolutely be doing?
So I've used this word a couple of times, but I would say they've got to develop a lead generation engine. Okay. And that means that you don't have a business if you don't have leads. If you don't have something that's coming in, that's going up, and a lead is not somebody who's bought yet, but it's somebody who's thinking about buying. They understand first of all, they have to understand the problem that you're solving.
Yeah.
And they also have to understand the solution that you are offering. Mm-hmm. So there's a problem. They hear the problem you're solving and they go, ooh, that's the problem I have. Yeah. And so the more clear you can be about that problem, the more clear a potential client can be that they get it. Like they understand that that's them. Then you have to offer a clear solution. Mm-hmm. Now, the opportunity to share that solution is based on, as you know, like, and trust. They have to, whether you're operating in a corporate environment and you're trying to sell to somebody who's in HR or something, they have to know you, like you, and trust you, Michelle. That can happen in one conversation, potentially, you know, but the longer you have with someone, the more they'll know, like, and trust you, so that when you offer that solution, the goal is that that person, that ideal client, raises their hand and says, I need that. So that they're coming to you rather than you having to like somehow beat down their door. They know you, like you, and trust you so much, and they're clear on the problem you solve. They're clear on the solution that you offer, and that then they raise their hand and say, I want that. So the question becomes, and everybody's business is different. Mm-hmm. You know, the gal who owns the antique store in Colorado is different than Michelle in New Jersey, who's selling to corporate clients.
Yeah.
But the system is the same, going, how do you develop a lead generation engine, a way that is systematized? Mm-hmm. So you're not, once you develop a system that works for you, then you can just continue to replicate and scale that system. So it's all about how do you develop that system. For her, it could be, you know, Facebook ads and live sales in the middle of the week. Michelle, it's going to be, you know, probably connecting via personal contacts, one after another, having introductions, possibly doing online workshops for people in HR, you know, in corporate clients across America. But you got to figure out what that lead generation engine is. Mm-hmm. And in order to do that, you got to know the problem you solve, the solution you offer. And in the unspoken that I didn't even say is you've got to have that ideal client.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if you said, Michelle, my ideal client is it's the HR director in every company in America. It's like, oh, okay. That's going to be tough because like that's from like a 100 person company to a 100,000 person company.
Yeah.
Right. That's going to be tough. So if we narrow it down tighter, to that ideal client, you will be more able to speak to their problem. Why? Because you've gotten into their head.
Yeah.
Into their mind. You've gotten into their heart of what matters to them and speaking their language.
Love it. So great. Such great wisdom. I absolutely love it. Tell us about your university.
Yeah, it's called the Rise Up Business Academy, and it's a 12-month group consulting program. Mm-hmm. What I was finding is I'm working with one-on-one clients, and can't scale. I have a limited amount of time.
Sure.
And I also find that when clients are in a group environment, they get to be encouraged by one another and they don't feel alone.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I can make them feel not alone, like Dave's with me. But when they feel like, oh, wow, these other people are with me too. Mm-hmm. And we may have different businesses, but we're all kind of moving in the same direction of growing our businesses. That can feel really exciting. So the goal, once again, is release that paralysis, that sense of overwhelm. I want people to feel peace. My number one value, you know, and I think I've shared this with you, but 12 years ago, I was a workaholic, having done 10 years in full-time ministry. I just total workaholic, finding my value in, you know, all these external things, how big the church is, my staff, all of this. And I had a breakdown. You know, I myself just had a total breakdown. 12 years ago, I was totally burned out. And so for the last 12 years, I have really focused so much on peace in my life. Mm-hmm. I want peace. No, I just have to. And so I create my life in a way where I'm cultivating peace. Mm-hmm. And so I know myself well enough to know the environments that are not healthy for me or not, you know, optimized for me. And so I avoid those as much as possible. I focus on my superpowers and how I can implement those in an environment that works best. And that's what I try to help my clients do, is feel like as they're running their business, they're not gasping. They're not feeling like they're burned out. There's peace in their life. And simultaneously, I'm helping them with a step-by-step process so that they can overcome those barriers. Everybody has barriers that are in front of them. And here's the crazy part, Michelle. So much of growing a business is life transformation.
Makes sense.
You're taking steps in your business, but feeling like, oh, I can't do that, or I'm overwhelmed by this, or it's like, oh, interesting. Why do you believe that about yourself? Let's talk about that. What's the story that you're telling yourself in that area? And then all of a sudden, when you change that story, you feel empowered to go ahead and move forward with the steps that you need to take.
Yep.
I mean, that's life transformation right there.
That's amazing. And I think when I talk to other small business owners, I hear this, you know, I'm stuck philosophy. I just feel stuck. Or even, you know, I have friends looking for jobs that feel stuck. I mean, it's not a fun place to be. And I can even relate to it, even feeling stuck where you're like, oh my gosh, what do I do? So yeah. I like that you're talking about the paralysis part, because that's so important for us to, first of all, recognize we're human beings and that's going to happen, but then how to navigate that.
Yes. Yeah. It is. It's super common, you know, where we just feel like, and it's because we don't have the reason why I like to say rise above your biggest business barriers to reach your greatest goals is if you've ever been in one of those mazes that's like really tall, sometimes they'll make them out of a cornfield or, you know, shrubs or something, or, you know, and so you're in there and you just can't see where you're going. You know, oh my gosh, I saw this video the other day, and it was a clear maze. It was a full-size maze, but it was plexiglass. And so you're just looking through the maze through plexiglass. And it was, this is so bad, but parents were filming their little kids trying to go through this maze. And every little kid is just like bumping their head, I mean, over and over as they're going through this maze. They're going to need therapy for sure. and I mean, it was so bad and so funny. Kids are like just running full speed into this. And that's what I think it can feel like as a small business owner is like, wait, I see my goal. I know where I want to go.
Yeah.
And I'm looking, it looks clear, but man, all of a sudden, bonk, you know, you're just running into this maze. So the goal is if you can rise above the maze and then start to see a path that becomes more clear and you're not so down in it working in your business and start getting above your business to work on your business, you start to see a more clear path to get to that goal. And that will get you unstuck.
I love it. So as we start to wrap up, I've thoroughly enjoyed this conversation with you. And thank you for the wealth of knowledge that you're sharing. Even like personally, I appreciate you. What words of wisdom do you have for people out there? What final words of wisdom do you have for folks out there in their small business? Anything even related to COVID or not? Any other thoughts? You've shared a wealth already, but is there anything else you want to add?
You know, this can seem cliche, but if people are thinking about a big next step in their life, whether it's in business or their career, or maybe they want to do something that they've always dreamed of. And that's a lot of small business owners. We started out of this dream, this excitement, this passion. You only live once. right? I mean, we know, we hear that, it's cliche, but you only live once. And so now, like, now's the time. Like, start, you may not be able to start doing exactly what you're thinking about, but you can start it on a small scale. Maybe you go, oh, I want to open a restaurant one day. Okay, you may not be in that situation, that season of life. You may not have the capital, but you could start doing these pop-up dinners in your backyard for your friends and family, and you could charge them for it. You know, yeah. Like, you could totally do that. You create a menu that's just beautiful and amazing. Yeah. You create a Facebook event around, you know, they're obviously social distancing, masks, I think, PSA on this. That's the, you know, hip thing to do.
Absolutely.
But like, you'll only live once. And so if you have a dream or a desire, you want to start something, you can figure it out. There are so many resources between Google and YouTube and podcasts and coaching programs and courses. You can figure it out. And so go for it.
Start where you are.
Exactly.
Start where you are. Do something. Take an action. Dave, how do people get in touch with you if they want to follow you like me and be inspired all the time? How do they follow you?
Lots of different ways, but our website is insporising.com. So the name of the podcast is Inspiration Rising. They can find all the information about the Rise Up Business Academy and me there, insporising.com. All of our social media is insporising. And I actually have a daily text message that goes out early every day. It's an inspirational text message. It's only for those in the U.S. because that's the only way the platform works. Mm-hmm. But if they can just text me, 949-401-6090, 949-401-6090, and say, hi, David. And then they'll have the opportunity to add me as one of their contacts. And I send out a daily inspirational text message to people that people seem to enjoy.
Awesome. You're the best. I can't thank you enough. Thank you for being here, for everything that you shared with us today. And I continue to watch you, and I will continue to be inspired by you every day.
It's great to be with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being here.
Hey, congrats on listening to another episode of Inspiration Rising. Why congrats? Because you're pouring education and inspiration into your mind and heart. And that's something we all need if we're going to grow our businesses and reach our goals in life. Now, if you enjoy Inspiration Rising, do us a favor. Share it with a friend. Take a screenshot of your favorite episode and text it to them. Tell them to search for Inspiration Rising on their favorite podcast app and click subscribe. And if you haven't already, be sure to sign up for Inspo Text. That's our daily inspirational text messages. Just text me right now at 949-401-6090. That's 949-401-6090. Just say, hey, Dave, what's up? You'll get an automated reply with a link where you can add yourself as a contact. And of course, you can always unsubscribe. I want you to know today that you're inspired, empowered, and loved. Not because of the way you feel or what anyone else says about you, but because that's your true identity.